So you arrived off the coast of England and Ireland.
Yeah, after Sicily, we went to England to prepare for Normandy, yeah. We all thought we were going home because we were heading west as we went through Gibraltar and going west. Third day out, we were heading north. And they said, you're going to the United, all right, but not the United States, you're going to the United Kingdom. We landed at Bristol, England. We went down through the Irish Sea and we landed in England.
You were the only American Armored Division then?
At that time, we were the only American Armored Division that was experienced that was in the invasion. Now, the 3rd and the 4th, they also joined in England, but they weren't involved in the first initial invasion.
Somewhere in there, General Eisenhower and Churchill and Bradley would come by to review the troops.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a Tidworth garrison. They visit us. They would tell us that we were going to be reviewed on a certain date. They would have us prepare for weeks before, dye our uniforms, better green. And, oh, man, we called ourselves Blanco B because we used stuff called Blanco to put on our leggings and on our canvas and that, so it would look real neat. And
what was Blanco, a liquid?
It was a liquid stuff that you used on your shoes, your leggings and stuff like
made
that.
Made everything look.
Yeah, so we call ourselves Blanco. On one of the days that they were to be there at Tidworth, we got there, of course, hours before they're due, because they always have you stand up for hours before they get there.
So was this all three of them?
It was Eisenhower, Bradley, Churchill.
General Omar Bradley.
Oh, yeah.
And then Winston Churchill.
Yeah, and Eisenhower were the main three. And there was other dignitaries, but they were not of that caliber. The interesting part about that is when they did finally show up, the train pulled into the station, and we're at ease, they call it. We were not at attention. Eisenhower and Bradley came out at this end of the train, and they were waiting for Churchill. He came out at the back end of the train, and he started walking among us. They didn't know he was out already. So when they found out he was out, they called everybody to attention then, and then they started to review, but he was already reviewing. And we had we got the picture in the book, we had the long bayonets. We always had the long bayonets, and we had to have the bayonets affixed to the rifles for this review. Captain Charles Berra was my company commander at that time, Yogi Berra's cousin. He was from St. Louis, too, of course. He and Eisenhower and Colonel Moran and General Brooks and Bradley and Eisenhower come down the line. I was standing out at the end of the platoon. He come up to me, Eisenhower, and he says, kind of young to be a platoon sergeant, aren't you? I says, yes, sir. He says, you lied about your age, didn't you? And I says, yes, sir. So he just laughed, and he told me where he was from and asked me where I was from, and we talked a little bit, you know.
So he said he was from Abilene,
yeah,
Kansas.
Yeah, it was a nice little chap. I always thought about it afterwards. Gee whiz, I got to talk to the commander, the chief, and the guy that ended up being president. Anyway, then they went on the firing range, and then Churchill talked to us a little bit. So I always remember, and he always used this, he'd point his finger at you, and he'll say, never, never quit. I always tell the school kids this, you'll never, never quit.
That accent, never, never give up.
Yeah.
Never, never give up.
The other one, Montgomery, visited us on his own then. He did it differently. He didn't tell anybody he was coming. He just came, and then he told them to assemble everybody. He had everybody remove your helmets, and he stood up in a jeep and talked to us. He wanted to look us in the face. He made a nice speech about the invasion and that.
But he, of course, is representing England.
Yeah, he did it on his own, and that was good.
Did you get in trouble because you told General Eisenhower that you lied?
No, Colonel Moran, who I knew later became a general, he says, I heard everything. I heard that. Wanted to tickle me about it. This colonel and I, we knew each other pretty well from before. I used to ride motorcycle for him when I first was in the motorcycle thing. Turned out that he was a general in Korea then, Moran was.
Did he talk to you about, you admitted to Eisenhower that you had...
He just said he heard that, and he just kind of laughed because they kind of knew, the ones that knew me when I first got in, kind of knew that I was really a year younger than I was supposed to be.
So you're standing in front of Eisenhower. He kind of had an easy, cordial demeanor about
him? Oh, yeah. He was very friendly. Down to earth. No general in him.
It wasn't like Patton at all.
Oh, no. Patton would be altogether different than that.